Yeah, I will.
Because she lives right there.
I went to Hanoi this weekend.
For Shabbos?
For Shabbos, yeah.
Did you see her there?
Huh?
Who'd you stay with? Oh, your teacher?
With, my friend Shammai has friends there. His brother made friends with this guy.
Oh.
They're like this. He's a Ger Chassid, actually.
Oh, your teacher there, the one who was there, Siegel? Was his name Siegel? Guy from South Africa?
He didn't live in Hanoi.
I think he lives in Hanoi, yeah.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
So
yeah,
you spent...
I know, when
so
I was there.
Wears like a leaping strimal. Huge.
Jay.
They're very nice people.
Are you saying he's a Ger, like he's a convert?
No.
No, Ger Chassid.
Ger Chassid.
They're called...
Oh, I see. It's not Ger. A convert. Because no. I thought Ger meant convert.
It does.
And they got like they got three kids, like Yudi, Yanko Meyer, and Ruli.
Yudi is your name.
And not Yanko Meyer.
Nope. So,
I ate and slept well.
Oh, that's good. And I got a call from Debbie Blechner that you went out to eat with
yeah.
Oh, you did?
With Judah Goldschmidt and his grandparents.
Yeah.
So that was nice.
So good. It was all you could eat. It was Chinese.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So good.
So you ate a lot, huh?
Yeah.
Did you see any more of Benny?
No, I just found that.
He's coming home today, I think. More
what?
He's coming home today.
Oh, yeah.
That's interesting because Shuli Rockoff called me back.
Rabbi J. Marcus left today.
Oh.
Shuli Rockoff called me this morning, and she said that Donnie's yeshiva had actually encouraged them to go to the funeral.
Yeah.
Yeah. So to like make it clear that no matter what your political feelings were about Rabin, that that to condemn this act.
Right. No one's condemned. Yeah.
Pardon?
I think they just don't want us to go to the. I don't know why they don't.
Yeah. Do they know who the person was who killed him, Judith?
Do they know who? Yeah.
You don't know anything about him? I hear he went to Karen Biavna. Is that true?
There's a lot of stuff going around. I don't know what's true.
Oh, I see. Is that what they're saying to Karen Biavna and
apparently,
Kolel?
What?
He's at Kolel at Bar Ilan.
Yeah, I know. I heard stuff like that. But he's like pre-law at Bar Ilan.
Right.
Like a law student.
Judah, here we see on the, the TV reporting, people crying in the streets and everything. Like, have you seen that? Have you seen a lot of visible
grief? I was
out
today. I didn't see... Last night when I was driving back, mm-hmm. His house, the prime, I think it's Prime Minister's house. I don't think it's just his house. I think it's like
right.
House given to the apartment.
Uh-huh.
It's right near Mick's apartment.
Right, right.
And the taxi drove past it, and there was like probably like 100 people or so, like 200 people.
With candles?
There, like candles. Yeah.
Right, right. Because it's a shocking thing for a country.
And when I got back, there were people saying to him at the hotel.
Right. We were wondering. We didn't see any tapes about anything at the hotel.
No. I went down there, but it was over by the time we got there.
I see. And,
David Mark, Eisenberg says you don't have to see the eye doctor.
Okay.
Judah, do you have anything more on when you're going to the March of the Living and coming home?
Yeah, the 21st to the 28th.
You're going to go to the March of the Living?
March or April?
It's Heritage.
Pardon me?
It's called Heritage.
What's it called?
Heritage.
And it's March what?
21st to 28th.
And then...
I'll email all the information. So.
Okay, because, do I have to... is that flight information taken care of through you, and then we just pay for it?
I think so.
And then what I also need to know is, are you coming back from Israel or from Europe?
Right.
So you're going to let me know? Right. And Daddy and I still didn't pick our dates in January, but hopefully by next week we will.
And did you get anything from school about January?
No. Well, you mean
because
by the trips?
They're having,
They get some trips. I think like a travel agent, Jay Market.
Right. Like, it's cheaper and you get, like, I don't know, like, pays for airline and, like, stay at the plaza.
Right.
Right, but we're going to stay at the Tauber's apartment. We're staying at the Tauber's apartment. Yeah. So we don't have to stay in a hotel at all.
Right.
So when we can know the dates, we'll let you know. But hopefully we'll figure it out one of these days. Okay, sweetheart?
Right.
So
either way, I get like you get like 2 days off if your parents come.
Oh, anyway. Oh, good. Yeah. So then you'll definitely come with us. We'll go to Jordan.
Right.
Okay. So, Sarah, did you want to talk?
Judah, I just want to say hi. It was nice to hear.
Pick up the phone, Sarah. It's better to pick up the phone.
Hi. Judah?
Yeah. Howdy.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Judah?
Yeah.
Hi, Judah. I just wanted to say hi, and it sounds like you're having a good time, which is good.
I am.
Yeah.
And how's everything by you?
It's really good. It's good. I'm going back to England in January, but I'm here until then. Yeah. It's been fun. Okay. I'm hanging out with your sibs a little bit, so it's good. So take care of yourself.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Ma?
Yes, sweetheart.
Ma?
What, honey?
They're making like a video, like a school video.
Uh-huh.
Like to promote the school, you know?
Uh-huh.
So, I'll tell you when they're, I think they're probably not going to be going to my mind. It's like either December or February, I forget.
Uh-huh.
But I'll tell you when they're going.
Oh, because you're going to be in the video. Is that what you're telling me? Oh! Yeah. Oh, well, Debbie Guinness sent me a picture of you from Mamma Mia.
That's
and you with your newly grown hair, and you look good. You look
it's longer now.
It's even longer. Great. How about the sideburns? How are they?
Shut up.
Okay, sweetheart. I'm going to go because we're going to the Evening with Champion Skating Show at 1 o'clock in Cambridge.
Yeah,
and Michal's in Cambridge this weekend. She stayed with Aliza. And so I've got to go.
Yeah.
All right?
Judy, did you know Michal was on national TV?
Yes.
You sure?
Yeah.
On what?
You're on the talk show?
Sally Jesse Raphael.
Oh, it's, well, we've seen that already.
Yeah, that's
we've
old
seen
news.
The tape of it.
Only Daddy doesn't know.
No one's ever shown me a television before.
Right, we kept it from Daddy on purpose. Bob, we have to figure out when to speak to him next week because it's a very tight day. I'm not sure.
When we skip next week?
Because 10 to 12, Judah, is Rachel's birthday party. And then 2 o'clock is Jenny Brenner's wedding. And we're going to be spending Shabbos in...
Oh, my God, Jenny Brenner's wedding.
Yep, can you believe it?
It's
true.
Okay.
Little Jenny
Brenner.
So what
are you meeting for that?
So that wedding is at 2. So I guess we could speak to him at 1, Bob. What time is it there if it's 1 here?
8.
Judah!
Judah, can you do that?
8.
8 at night?
8.
8 at night?
Yeah, sure.
8 at night on next Sunday?
Yeah.
You can be at the phone?
No problem.
Okay, so we'll call you at 1.
I heard Rachel scream Judah.
So, Judah, sweetheart, we'll call you at 1 hour time, 8 your time next week.
Pick up the phone, Rachel.
Okay, Judah, I'm hanging up. Judah,
okay,
I love you. I love you, honey.
Judah.
And Jay's got your stuff. Jay Solomon.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye, Judah.
Bye.
Hello, Judah. Israel wants to say bye.
Huh?
Bye.
Okay.
Hello?
Bye-bye. Yeah.
Bye-bye now.
Judah,
bye-bye.
Judah, do you know how to reach Jay?
Do I know how to reach Jay? Yeah, I have his number.
Okay.
Anyhow, he goes to Seeking every day.
Okay, have a wonderful week. And,
okay,
it'd be good to go to show at something for Rabin.
Yeah, they don't seem to want us to go for some reason.
Uh-huh. Well, tell them that the other yeshivas are going. And
right.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, have a good week. Bye-bye.
Bye.